in a weird way, it was almost like I had to sort of fool my mind into believing that it wasn't retarded.
Slow, yes, retarded maybe, braces on his leg, but he charmed the pants off next to him and won a ping pong competition. That ain't retarded. He was a goddamn war hero. Right. You know any retarded war heroes?
It's a bad time, Bob. Let me ask you something. What do you even do around here besides interrupt people?
Exactly.
You're a worthless piece of shit!
Probably right, Terry. That's why I feel so sad all the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Boucher!
Hey, Twitter world. Hey, Twitter world. How's it going? No fucking camera. This is the first time since I started doing the cameras that I don't have one on me. I feel like I'm not even podcasting anymore. What are we even doing, right? No, very gay. I can't sleep. Woke up with the fear of death on the back of my head. And then as I tried to fall asleep, I literally had a dream of somebody breaking into my house. I said, maybe sleep isn't great right now. Maybe let's just podcast with the people, you know. Let's just wake up. It's too. I tweeted out that it was too late for a cocktail, allegedly, and too early for to make coffee, and so I'm kind of stuck in this middle round. But I guess you'll decide. you'll figure it out. I take a quick sip there. It's draft day. I don't know why I'm so quiet. I'm quiet because I got a kid sleeping next, in the next room. It's draft day. Draft day. Kevin Costner. In a movie that's completely fucking absolutely just terrible movie. It's great. I mean, in like small sequences, I love like clips. You know, but to watch the whole movie where he's like gonna hook up with this fucking, what, he's going to hook up with this hot-ass chick? Look how old Kevin Costner is. You know, what GM has... And then he's hooking up with the team owner's daughter. You know, I mean, come on now, Kev. Kev, what are you doing? Kev Koss? Kev Koss is making trades, though. I mean, and then he had all the hype with John... I think that was the same year as Johnny Manziel, and they were like... They were referring to it, obviously, like, it's the NFL movie, but I wonder if they were told, like, you gotta sneak some, like, will they pull a Kevin Costner hit? I don't know what his name was in Kip. You know what? We have the power of this internet here machine. Draft day. You know, I kind of like just being audio. It's very nice not having to worry about looking and... Obviously, it ain't that fucking hard, but you got to keep, you got to do things with your hands. You got to worry about what you're doing with your mouth. What you're putting in your mouth, you know what I'm saying? All right, what was his fucking name here? Sonny Weaver. Isn't that a pitcher? I think Sonny Weaver was a fucking pitcher back in the day. We're going to look that up, too. Why not? Because we don't got shit going on. Sonny. Never mind. That is his move. That's where I've heard that name before. Okay. All right. Makes sense. Back. It tracks. Sonny Weaver. What was the fucking chick's name? Allie. That's all I get is Allie. Oh. And then I'm guessing because, Anthony Molina. Allie Molina. That would make sense. Okay. You know, fucked, where's the one dude? Oh, they don't have the quarterback on here. The quarterback was fucking... That dude got fucked. Realize he's a bad guy because nobody came to his party? That's mean. Sorry that, if I just broke the third wall for everybody there. Yeah, I don't know. So, I've been... very, you know, loud and extremely gay about how I think other people talking about sports is gay. And so I inevitably am going to drop a, I ran a draft simulator. Look at Alec Baldwin kicking out the woman who harassed him in his cafe. It was in his cafe? Oh, bitch, get the fuck out of there. If it's his own cafe, you can't walk in there being like, you shot people. You shot people, Alec. Alec, you shot people. How dare you run a coffee shop? Fuck you. What a dumb bitch. I don't even like Alec Baldwin. I think that's fucking hilarious that the dude, he fucking, he's like the fastest kid in the West. The motherfucker slapped that fucking phone out that bitch's hand. It was tremendous. I'm looking up here on Twitter right now, on creepy.org. Fuck you. He ain't creepy about shit. The guy, you know, I don't know. The whole thing about him killing somebody on set is wild. I was just listening to people talk about that, but, I mean, dude, all of it goes away when you start talking about, what's his nuts? When he's the lieutenant or the captain, not Goodfellas. What the fuck is wrong with me? The Departed. I knew exactly what I was talking about. Anyways, it's draft day. Vikings got 2 picks. Pretty excited about that. ESPN has this, I don't know why they go blue for this analytics thing. The NFL Draft 2024 simulator. you can make trades, you can make picks. I just went through 1 through 11 down to where the Vikes go. And I ran two simulations. And first one had the Bronc. I don't know how this thing's rigged. You know, I don't know what the, does it go off consistency? Like, just off of, like, pure chance? You know, is it like, you know, 22% chance that the Broncos trade up over a 21% chance? So you'll just see that, you know, just maybe, you know, it just has a better chance of that happening. So it gives you that probability first. I don't know. I have no idea. But I went two, and I liked the second one. Not that I, the first just has all 4 quarterbacks, Caleb, Daniels, May, and McCarthy going 1, 2, 3, 4. And that's about the most boring shit you can do, right? I think it's lazy. I think that's a lot of picks. You're not going to do it. So, like, I don't know. I think too many people are. I think this year they knew they were quarterbacks. I think that they're not that good though. I think what it is you got some teams trying to fucking, you got some teams trying to swindle a couple extra picks for next year. You know, make you really think that people are fucking interested when they're not. You know, and they're bringing people in. The Patriots, even if the Patriots take a 3rd quarterback, I'm cool with the Vikings waiting and taking them at 11. It beats fucking going up and trying to get somebody who maybe you could have waited for. So with that being said, nice thing is this is going to go quick. And I don't know what the fuck to talk about else, but we'll figure out that on Twitter. Luckily, I can scroll today. You can't see my porn. One, the Bears. Obviously, Caleb Williams. Okay, that's all gay. He's, have fun. Two, the Redskins, fucking Daniels. So that's a big thing that kind of popped up here this last couple weeks. Is that, you know, Jaden Daniels slowly came up boards and you know, was like 5th at the very beginning, and then now he's projected at 2, and I think it was pretty consistent in the 2 simulations. God, I'm. you know, whatever. So out of those two, seems pretty set. It seems like the quarterbacks that people are kind of slumped on, May and McCarthy, which. I was actually doing a little bit of research here. Let me take a. It's like a glass of OJ. Let's see here. You know, the kind of worrisome thing, right? You start looking at who third quarterbacks are, who fourth quarterbacks are off the board. All right, 2023, you got Richardson. Okay, we'll just go back last year. People kind of forget you got hurt. They started him right away. Pretty fucking good. I'd say generationally, you're not gonna have a guy who's like 6'4" running a fucking like 4.4, 4.5, whatever Anthony Richardson ran with a fucking arm like he did, and apparently ability to pick up the offense. And they got some studs. So now you got to skip 2022 because it's not good. It's Ritter, and then you got Pickett that was picked up in the first, but Ritter was the third, like third round. So not a great year. Both those quarterbacks got benched and or traded. 2021, the third quarterback off the board was Trey Lance, Justin Fields at 11, Mac Jones, I think, somewhere around 15. All three of those guys not on their team. And those are the third, fourth, and fifth quarterback off the board. Okay. People could argue that Trey Lance maybe just went to the wrong, 49ers bumped up all that stuff for him. Now the argument about going up and if you're wrong is that the 49ers have still been fucking relevant, but I think that's a big gamble that you're playing on, is that you can be a team who's probably going to be one of the better teams of the decade, right? And now you want to say we can do the exact same thing coming off of... Yeah, no. This is just something I listened to earlier today. I don't know why. I was just pinpointing that one thought. Kind of scary, though, when all the rest of the quarterbacks, again, off the top two are taken. Then you wonder, where's a rush? Fields at 11, that felt way better than... Trey Lance at 3. Not at the time, but now that you look at it, I mean, just would you have paid a top 10 for fucking, Justin Fields? No. But, so did you? I mean, no. I guess you did all right. The guy played pretty fucking well for a guy who was not a top 10 quarterback drafted. Fourth off the board. I'd say he had a better, Justin Fields had a better run than Mac Jones. Yeah, I'll take that. Then you got Herbert and Jordan Love. Anyone ever had to pull a fucking beard, a mustache hair off because it keeps itching your nose? That's why I'm glad I'm not on fucking on camera today. I can be a little more aggressive with myself. I don't have to worry about itching my fucking nuts and looking gross about it. Haskins, RIP. He was the third quarterback taken in 2019. And then you got, well, I think this is going to be the draft of, is that 2018, that 2018 draft where you had five quarterbacks go. You had, and again, I only wrote down the first, you'd think I'd remember. Josh Allen one, I can't remember. I think is that Sam Darnold. 2018 might have been Sam Darnold and not Sam Darnold. What the fuck's his name? 2018 draft. Who the fuck was it? Now that I'm looking at the just the QBs, I just want to see. 2018 NFL draft. Okay. It's Baker's year. So what, Baker? Who was in between Baker and Josh Allen? Ooh, I got to remember this. Darnold. Ooh, I'm good. I thought it was the Darnold year. All right, so you got, I mean, just out of that year alone, so we're already looking at, if you had a number one consensus, Baker got taken number one. So you got Caleb Williams, and pretty much an attitude guy, a little smaller, runs around. Makes things happen, wills his team into a win, is what everyone's saying. And kind of known for being a little off. Not off, Baker seems like a bro. Caleb's got a little bit more of the I don't know, teammates love him, I guess, but he just seems, you know, just seems a little in his feelings about himself, very self-conscious about, you know, how I think he knows his appearance. And that's kind of that's a thing to keep your eye on for sure. It's not anything that could be bad. If you harness it, good for you, man. Self-awareness is good. But, you know, self-projection, you start thinking about yourself as someone else or somebody bigger, that's where you start getting a little, you know, it's where you get a little weird with it. But, you know, good for you, man. So you got the Caleb Williams, Baker Mayfield, 1-1. People see it. Saquon went 2, and then Darnold went 3. You know, had it been Darnold, Allen, Rosen, I mean, I think at this point, yeah, they would take, you know, Lamar. I think you take an MVP at fucking 2. And again, I mean, you know, say what you want. If you were going to redo that draft, you're putting Lamar and Daniels in the same kind of spot. You know, I don't think Lamar would have gone first, but I think Lamar could have gone second easily. Maybe this year over Baker. I mean, I'm trying to also not to inflate what we know now about Lamar with what we know now about Baker. But if people gave the props Lamar was supposed to be owed, I mean, he probably could have been a higher pick, right? Josh Allen probably could push for one overall. I think him and Lamar, the upside's there, and that's why it's hard not to be like, well, of course you'd go one. Well, it was still Wyoming. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty tough. You had Rosen. Rosen, I mean, I don't know how Rosen falls to 10. He'd be up there. He'd still be right where he is. I mean, just based on how he played in college. But anyways, that Rosen comparison. Big school, big numbers. We got here. I don't like that. I mean, you can go, you know, really, if you had to do it, I think it's pretty easy to say Williams. You know, if you had to do a top five, it's Williams, Daniels. And then the 3-4-5 spot is kind of up for whatever, where if it's May, sorry about my burp, May, McCarthy, and for me, it'd be Penix. And I just, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? But that, Darnold too, fuck. Man, there's just, what do you do? You never know. Quarterbacks could be weird. That's why that like 2018, you think about, like, I think the fucking Bills traded up to get their guy for him. I think Rosen fell to the Cards. So you got, I mean, it's going to be tough. You know, I've said all along, I don't think you trade 3 firsts for the 3rd prospect off the board. That's just pretty simple. There's nothing, you know, I'm not trying to be a pussy about it. I just don't think that's the time you cash in, is your 3rd leftover. You know, you had 2 quarterbacks, okay, you know, and then it's not a 3-way race. So then it's where is that 3rd guy fall? And if you're looking at order, I mean, here's what's really smart. If you don't jump that team, and you're a team like the Cardinals, who has a contract franchise quarterback on hand because of the contract. I mean, the contract screams you're a franchise quarterback. You're going to play. You're making a ton of money. What then makes that happen? And really twist the hand is putting them on the draft spot with a quarterback in that spot. Because now what you have here is a team that has to make a decision, and they know that they're going to have to get rid of that fucking dude. And if you already have a $10 million contract on your books, you're not going to trade, you know, for a fucking dude like Kyler Murray. But if you get that fucking deal after the draft because they went and drafted Drake May, you know, unsuspectingly in this draft, the one I'm looking at, Drake May is going to the Patriots. Okay, and then Malik Nabers, wide receiver, and that's something smart. Marvin Harrison, you have all that option. You have Joe Alt. You know, if you want, people aren't, Brock Bowers at tight end would be crazy at four, but I mean, goddamn, that would be a hell of an option, and the kid is one in a million right now. There's not many other tight ends are talking about it. So you get into this thing where the Cards, if they pick QB, kind of unsuspectingly here, where nobody says, you know, that's what we're going to do, well, now they have their own fucking thing they got to deal with. You can say you're going to have fucking Kyler start over him or whatever, but essentially you're looking at that point at four, you're very close to a Sam Bradford, Carson Wentz situation. You know what I'm saying? And they'd already taken on Sam Bradford from that trade, so this was this will be kind of fun. I'm excited to look. There's all this shit about the Chargers trading Herbert, which would carry over $100 million, you know, cap penalty. Bless me, I'm a dirty boy. You got $100 million quarterback. Why wouldn't you take if what would be the first wide receiver off the board, or if not the second? You still have a option there at Brock Bowers as well, but I think you need to revamp that room. You got rid of two of your stud receivers this year. You have a wide receiver that you picked in the first round last year that looks like he's got to come up a little bit. Giants, another big play here. It's they're the other one that's quarterback query. I don't know how you see how you say that, but they're the ones who already have, again, a $100 million contract on the books for a QB. And if you take that, and people are sitting there possibly saying that's where the Broncos want to trade into, that's where, you know, and I'll get to that because that's also mind-boggling as well. You get to the point where the Giants, again, are in the same position as the Cardinals. If you take that guy, you have to now move him, and you know that you're stuck with this guy, and teams will leave you with that contract, and you're going to have to finagle your way out and trade him, you know, like a fourth round to a team like the Vikings, where you'll just – I'd let two top first-round picks go at it in my – slat year. You know what I'm saying? The year you didn't fucking trade away your whole squad and your whole draft future to go get one of these guys at the last picks. You just see where the fucking tides turn. You have all the money in the world coming next year in the draft, or coming next year in the free agency, my bad. And then you sell your fucking soul into whatever fucking thing you got to do to go get that quarterback from fucking Georgia, or whoever's going to be the top fucking dog that year. You know what I'm saying? That's when you do it, when you got everything else taken care of. You got your line figured out. You get a new center, right guard. You can go out and draft whoever you want with these two picks this year. And then you fucking take advantage of the salary. And then you go into the draft knowing you have finite positioning that you have to get to. You find where that position is going to fall, and you get them. That's it. I think that's why wouldn't you want that? That seems like the easier option instead of trading away your future and then hoping that you can build around him next year. Unless you're sold. But everyone's sold because they want the QB. Like, you talk to people on Twitter, you listen to people. Everyone is so sold that this coaching staff knows that their guy is in here and they're going to go get him. It's fuck off. You don't know that. You're sitting here like, pushing this idea that we have to have it when they paid a guy. That 10 mil is decent enough to, yeah, you can draft a guy and you can play him and you can whatever. But it also gives you enough security to where you go, maybe it's just not this year and maybe we're not willing to give up. And you can get a lot of good pieces. Again, or not even again, I haven't even said it. If you're the Vikings at 11, and the first four teams draft quarterbacks, One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. That's like picking fucking pick seven. Minus the QBs, whatever. Pick seven to get anybody you fucking want, right? And I mean, seven fucking picks. This is in the mock draft I got, you know, it goes Joe Alt, Giants, Titans, Dallas Turner, Falcons take Brock Bowers, smart, because actually, I didn't even think about that. Falcons take Brock Bowers would be hilarious because they already have exactly one stud fucking tight end who's athletic as fuck, so I don't know what you do with those two. Kind of a crazy move. Bears, that'd be kind of a crazy move for Brock Bowers as well, if unless they went and got a Neighbors or a guy, you know, who's going to be there. They got that kid out of fucking Washington, too, that if they wanted a good receiver. Anyways, and then Bears and then the Jets. Jets are, and they're saying Jared versus Edge. They could get this guy, they could get Aaron Rodgers fucking tackle help. They could do whatever. All right, here's a few things now. The Vikings and this Broncos thing. Broncos want to get in on a QB. They just took Wilson from the Jets for a sixth. It's pretty crazy to me that you don't try to finagle yourself a deal where you take Wilson. You know Minnesota's going to go QB if it's available. Why the fuck wouldn't you trade? If you're given Wilson and 10, you could have, I mean, what do the Broncos got to give up? I mean, a first, you're giving up two picks later. And maybe, you know, you dip into a third somewhere. You know, just you know, see what that 10 spot's worth. Maybe you find someone on the roster. If they're looking for a piece, you try to slide that in there too. How crazy that people are sitting there saying, like, they got to jump. They don't have enough capital. It's like, they don't have to have capital for shit. All you have to do on draft day is just wait until fucking pick 10. But anyways, it's I don't know, that top seven pick where you're not even out of the top 10 if you're talking about forcing quarterbacks into that position in the top four, that's wild to me. And I think that's great. One of these players right here, Malik Neighbors, Marvin Harrison, Joe Alt, Dallas Turner, Brock Bowers, Quinn Mitchell, Jared Verse. You're talking about any one of those guys falls, that's a hell of a pick for an 11th pick. You know? I would say receivers look pretty fucking solid. I think you can throw Bowers and a receiver in at the same spot in a few places. You know, I'd say between Turner, the Mitchell, the cornerback, and Jared Verse, you're going to have one of those guys available. Let's say if we made a pick, right? So here we, you know, make pick. Offensive tackle, Troy Fatanau. Again, one of these teams could pick him. You got all these defensive dudes, Terry and Arnold. Leota Latu, the UCLA rush edge, you know, not bad at all like that. Penn State, you got a fucking O-tackle right there. Could be a nice fucking right guard for you, right? You know what I'm saying? I know he's probably, I don't know if he's a left tackle or what, but center guard, you don't need, this is a great center draft too. I'd almost say fucking move back a little bit. Go get that kid from fucking Oregon. And then we got, is that Brian Thomas? Chop Robinson. People are talking that we might get him in that fucking round 23. DeJohn Cooper is going to be right around that corner. Dude, I mean, if he was at 23, fuck. How sick. Kool-Aid McKittrey. There's options. Let's go, you know what? It'd be hard to pick. Yeah, rank. See, the rank here is even you've got some dudes at positioning where it's like, okay, I mean, you can get at 11, you're getting 8, 9. And technically, the 11th pick, the 11th ranked guy they have is Troy Fatanau. Let's just see how this plays out. So, if let's say J.J. McCarthy, they love him. Okay, draft player. You draft J.J. supposedly now it's working its magic. Let's get back to that 23 pick. All right, so we go McCarthy at 11. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Broncos take Troy Fatsinow. Okay, see, again, you're not going to rush your quarterback. You go solidify the offensive line. Go give it to – go make a better line for two QBs who fucking, you know, could use the best line they got. Raiders taking Rome Odunze. You got the kid, Aiden O'Connell. What are you going to do? I think they signed somebody else. Gardner Minshew. Let them battle it out. That's not a bad pick for a guy like Gardner. Brian Murphy, D-tackle. That's the Texas kid, I believe. Terrison Arnold, cornerback. That's the Colts. Not bad at 15 for the Colts. I have no idea who this Fuaga guy. No idea who the other Jaguars. Some Fashionow new guy. J.C. Latham, no idea. Yeah, you get in. See, after that, I'm already losing it. Cooper DeJean, I like that. I don't know. Let's see what we can do. Make a pick. Got a center guard combo. Kind of like that. Still sticking around. You got a quarterback. Go get yourself a nice center guard combo. Then you can go pick one up when some guy drops because you're going to need one. You got another offensive tackle for Georgia. Not mad at that. You got a Penn State rusher. Get the kid out of Illinois. It's got a mean fucking – he's got a mean motor. You're not going receiver at pick 23. You got cornerback in Kool-Aid, and you got a tackle in fucking Guyton out of Oklahoma. I could see him going chop. Yeah, a lot of people have, I think, done this draft, and you see chop there. It's not bad. That's a nice big edge rusher. Chance at pick, 89%. Chance available at pick. 9% for J.J. McCarthy. Huh. Huh. Wasn't that fun? Wasn't that a fun time? See how big Chop Robinson is. Imagine. It has to do something with pork chop, right? How big is this dude? 6'3", that's not as big as I thought, but holy shit, look at the muscles on this guy. Let's read about him. Oh, he ranked as the third most athletic fucking edge rusher. I like that. 4'4", holy shit. We don't have a fucking linebacker like that. We have that edge dude we just picked up from the Texans, but my. Edge defender who offers the type of elite athleticism we've seen from players like Micah Parsons and Myles Garrett. Robinson might not be as fast as Parsons, but he's close. He's ultra twitchy with the explosiveness to get on top of blockers and overwhelm them in an instant. However, he will need to level up his hands, heels, and attack angles to reach potential against NFL tackles. Robinson's electric athletic traits alone should give him a floor as a good NFL starter. If he crafts a rush approach and learns to string some moves and counters together, he could reach a ceiling as a destructive force, capable of forcing teams to game plan around him. Do a little strengths and weaknesses here. Possesses rare explosiveness and speed to overwhelm. I thought. Rare explosiveness and speed to overwhelm blockers who are across from him. Able to battle big tackles and still get a firm edge. All right, whatever. Weaknesses, relatively modest production totals relative to elite traits. Needs to work on technique and hand usage. Inconsistent keeping feet under his pads. Hands and feet lack harmony as a pass rusher. Still learning to set up tackles. That's all shit you learn. That's all being a pro, baby. Baby, that's all being a pro. What we got on Twitter here? What's up, Twitter world? T T-Sweets is going off right now. I'm driving a hard bargain. I'm more in Arizona. Chargers have explored moving down from 5, but are content. I wonder if that's the same word, or if now content and content are the same, are different. What else we got here? How long have we been doing this? 39 minutes? You guys are going to fucking hate me for this shit. Oh, here we go. Here's, this guy fell off a roof. There's no fucking, yeesh. It's one of these guys who, like, you know, goes to a top of a tall building and then says they're going to fucking, and then starts doing push-ups or pull-ups, but then he ends up not being able to do, like, he ends up running out of arm strength and he can't pull himself up, but he's holding himself by the hands, and then he's got nothing left in the arms, and he's almost up, and then he's done. He burns out his last little bit, and he's just hanging there. Oh. Ugh. Ugh. Oh, my God. You watch a guy fall to his death. I think there was something about he fell to, like, the 32nd floor or something, but it was still enough to kill him, but... how far did he fall? Damn, never mind. All right, well, that was a really bad way to end this mock draft, but it's something to listen to. I'm sorry if you're bored. I'm sorry that I did a mock draft. Also, I just didn't know what else to do at 4:30 in the morning. Well, I couldn't sleep, and I was trying to escape the horrible thoughts of what will happen when I die. And we got to find something to go away on here. You guys like the flute stuff. Here we go. Bye.